Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that lovely music and you hear the Monday, you know who's here. Matt McCombe Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning to you. Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to you.
I love it. Well, I don't know. I woke up and I went out. When I got outside this morning, it was so, I don't know, it was about 20 degrees cooler.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful morning. Wow. I'm so happy. I'm hoping we stay out of the 100 degree heat index. That would be nice.
You know, I said to somebody yesterday, it is uncanny to me that the first day they start playing college football.
Yes.
You get a little chill in the air. I mean, it's uncanny. It seems to happen every year.
I know. It's right after Labor. You know, right around Labor Day, that first week, last week of August, first week of September.
Yeah.
The gods know. The football gods
know. Somebody knows.
Well, you know, I'm excited. I'm ready. It's a long haul between the last game and the first game.
Did you not play over the weekend?
No, we start, our opening game is this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw UWF had their opening game on Thursday night. And won, too?
They won. I think it was 34-31. And our very own Brian Prowitz was, and Jordan Glass are the announcers for the radio station, for our sister station, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. So that was exciting because they were, it was their first Division I game, Malcolm, and they were picked to lose by 20 points.
Oh.
And they're ranked something like 800th in the whole, like, system or whatever. So now, look out. I love it. I think it was really great. And they had a great crowd, I heard. It was, you know, even there was a little rain beforehand, but I think it kind of cleared up.
Well, good.
And then we had the FSU game on here on this station. We'll be on this station every Saturday.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. They looked a little rusty. Is that a good way to describe it?
I have no comments about that team.
Oh, okay. I don't want to offend any FSU stands, fans.
That's
but,
what I'm saying. Yeah. Everyone knows me, knows I'm very biased. So, but if I was going to choose between FSU and Florida now, I'm FSU. Sorry, Gators.
Well, I'm totally unbiased on college teams, and I can say they were a little rusty. But, you know, that happens.
Sure.
I'm being kind.
You won't see me crying over it. I know, y'all. You're just going to have to tolerate me. I'm so sorry. But if you don't know, I love my Georgia Bulldogs, and we're looking forward to a good season. We just I'm not excited about some of the big changes that are being made in college football. They just ruled that it's going to be okay now for a player that has gone on to the NFL, if I read this correctly over the weekend, can now come back and play college football.
Oh, I didn't see that. I thought there was a lot of opposition to it.
There was, and there still is.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it stands at this moment. I was trying to keep up with it, but just that the idea of that seems very wrong to me. But then I'm a person that's not excited about, you know, kids getting paid millions of dollars either. And we've talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah, I don't know where I sit or stand on that. I know that young men playing a very rough sport can be injured, lose their scholarship. They should have some protection. I agree. They should not pay.
I don't argue that, of course.
They should not pay for free when coaches are making $5 million a year or whatever it is, and the college is making umpteen millions.
Right.
I absolutely agree. But I think the way they've solved that or tried to solve it, I don't know is the best way. And with all things, sometimes you have to go through the different changes and refine it until eventually get into the right thing. But to allow pros to come back. I don't know about that.
It just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. But I don't know. I always think about, because typically the guys that make the big bucks now with the NIL are the quarterbacks, the running backs, the people, the key players. However, the guy that's the guard and the tackle makes that happen for them. And so I always feel like they should get the big bucks. There was one of the players, I think, on Georgia's team, I won't say who it was, but apparently got a big contract and then did give his other teammates money. He actually distributed some of the money that he had received.
Somebody who knows way more about college football than I said at the time that the defensive line, if they're not well looked after, they're just likely to, well, let's let them. guy through and just rough up the quarterback a couple of times.
Okay.
And you've got to think that might happen because I'd be a little ticked if I'm just getting a scholarship and a few hundred dollars and the guy behind me throwing the ball is making $1 million.
Well, it's not all the players are on scholarship, actually. Some of them have to earn that. And some of the different programs, of course, have all different kinds of things going on. But there, I can remember at one point, we had a kicker at one point, and the big deal was he had kicked a big winning field goal and stuff. And so then at that point, the coach, this was years ago, rewarded him with a scholarship, and the team was cheering, and everybody was like, and at that point, I thought, oh my God, I thought they all got scholarships. I did not know that. So it's interesting. I guess every team has a different program or approach to it.
Again, I don't think it can be a great idea that you that there's such a big pay differential. Mm-hmm. Maybe the right way to do it is to set a base. If you play college, you make X dollars.
A kind of a scale.
Yeah. Rather like they do, I think, in pro. There's a minimum scale. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah.
Again, we're sort of talking about something that we're not real qualified.
Neither one of us are experts on this, and there's probably some poor soul in his car goes with his hand on his head going, good grief, you guys, don't know what you're talking about.
What are those idiots talking about?
So apologies in advance to anyone that's just, you know, going crazy right now.
But I really like to watch college football.
Me too.
Not any particular team, although, of course, I watch Alabama.
Why? I'm just kidding.
Just because so many of
I'm
my friends
kidding.
Are...
Oh, that's our nemesis.
So many of my friends are Alabama fans.
Oh, me too.
And I love the enthusiasm. It's just there's exciting plays.
There's nothing better than being in a home SEC game.
Yeah.
Really, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, any of the traditional schools that have been doing this since the 1800s. Yeah. It really is something.
So our message to the NCAA is don't screw it up.
Really? I know. I love college football so much. But I think part of it for me was when it wasn't about the money. I mean, and I granted, I think these kids should be taken care of on so many levels. But I just loved that it wasn't about that. It wasn't professional. It was about the team loyalty and your school. I'm kind of old-fashioned.
Well, there was
that
a dark side to that. A young man that worked for me many, many years ago played at a not an SEC team, but one up north, one of the big teams.
Right.
And he badly damaged his knee.
Oh, and that's not good.
And, you know, the coach said, get the heck out there and play. Coach, I've really done something terrible. Anyway, the net result was that he couldn't play anymore, and they took his scholarship.
That doesn't sound right.
I think, yeah, that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
And that's how it used to be, I understand, to a certain extent.
I think it depends on the school.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And the coach, I imagine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, we are having some fun talking about college football because it's the big first week other than this past weekend. We had a few big teams playing. So if you've got a comment or you have a question for us.
Yeah, if we're totally wrong on NIL,
yes, please
tell us.
Tell us.
We are willing to learn.
Well, we're willing to be edumacated.
Yes.
850-437-1620. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. And we're back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger. And we've been talking about college football getting started. And we had a few games over the weekend. Of course, FSU played and our very own University of West Florida Argos. But a lot of times the big schools will have these games at the beginning of the season, especially this first couple of weekends. Big schools that have big programs like Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, all these big schools, they will pay a smaller university to come in and play. And they'll pay them millions of dollars to do that. So it's worth it for their football programs, obviously, because they get a big paycheck from it. And it gives their kids an exposure to, you know, a big university and that kind of thing. The downside is you've got these young guys who are not really physically, probably shouldn't be on the field with some of these guys that are really big-time football players. and outweigh them by, you know, 300 pounds. So we had an interesting thing that happened at University of Georgia back in 2015. We played, our opening game was against Southern University, and a football player by the name of Devon Gales got hit big time. And he was paralyzed during the game. They had to take him out in an ambulance. They rushed him by helicopter to a very big hospital. He was treated at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. And so basically the whole university, the fans, everybody that was involved really wanted to help this young man and his family go through this because it was a permanent injury. It was a spinal cord injury. So he's paralyzed from the chest and waist down. But the University of Georgia paid for all of his medical expenses. They took him to this Shepherd University. They paid for his rehab. They even did all his recovery needs, and they even refurbished his home, his family home, so that it was ADA accessible. And so he's kind of become just a favorite, fan favorite. And so he actually became a student, left Southern University, and became a Georgia student. He went back to school, and 10 years later, in December of last year, he graduated with a degree. He's been an assistant football coach helping the team, and he's been very involved in the athletic department. And it's just a really great story.
That is a great story.
Of how, people can really rally and be helpful. And I'm just real proud of our university and everybody for stepping up to help this young man. So they trotted him out at the game, and he was smiling ear to ear, and the crowd went crazy. You know, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
It's just kind of unfortunately, like you said, there can be terrible injuries. So,
well, that's a great story. Yeah.
You know, it's, made me proud.
Yeah. It's tough to follow that one.
I love it when Malcolm just looks at me blankly.
Yeah. Well, while we're on other subjects,
yes,
other than downtown.
Yes, let's move on. We can move on from football.
Yeah, I'd just get on my soapbox for a moment.
Okay.
I'm sure you've read
something new and different?
Well, a little new and different. you've probably read about Harry and Meghan going back to the UK.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good for him, though, because his father's ill. Prince is ill.
Way too kind.
Well, the king is dying.
No,
the king, he's got cancer.
Well, he has cancer, but I don't think he's dying. I don't think. I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't spoken to Charles lately.
My source of information in the tabloids, Malcolm.
I didn't want them in the US, but I don't want them in the UK either. Those couple of grifters. Am I being too harsh?
So let me see, from your perspective, as a Brit.
He is easily led.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Ooh.
And he's very easily led, and he's come under the influence of this woman who is treating him as a step to riches and notoriety.
Ooh, that's not a very good assessment of her.
I think it's a very fair assessment.
Ooh. Why is it the woman is always the bad guy?
Well, no. don't do that to me.
You make her sound like the evil sorceress.
She's giving me that evil
whisked away the sweet little prince.
Well, it's not all her fault. I mean,
no.
Obviously he's easily led.
Well, he might. Malcolm, I'm surprised.
And then he loses, spends all his money,
mm-hmm.
and then goes back to the UK and expects that the British government will give him security and stuff for him and his wife and two kids. I just think he's just the sense of entitlement, and that it's just beyond belief. I think it's. I just had to say that.
I can understand that, but I suspect that that's all he's ever known. Right? I mean, he grew up as Diana's son and a prince.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, he doesn't really know any different, does he? I mean, I'm not sympathetic necessarily, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's never had to worry about paying the rent, I imagine.
No, I'm sure not. So different. It's got to be a very different perspective on the world. Because like you said, the entitlement perspective.
But I think like his brother, mm-hmm. I think has kept a very good perspective on things. Married a very level-headed, smart young lady.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, I think, has been an incredible mother to the three children, an incredible supportive wife. So,
Well, there's an expectation, isn't there, in the royal family to have a certain rapport, a certain decorum, and there's a certain elegance still that they want to continue to have with the royal family, right?
Yeah.
So they, you know, what's her name? Didn't Markham, what's her first name?
Megan, she goes
Megan,
by.
Megan, I should remember that. That should be easy
for
me.
Her actual name is Rachel, I believe.
Oh,
Rachel,
is it really?
Rachel Megan Markle.
Something like that. But, yeah, you would. They, she was not raised that way, so it's probably very different
Well,
for her.
She, despite what she said, she had a little bit of a privileged childhood because her father was a, I think, worked on, in Hollywood on television shows. I don't think he was a script writer, but he was... made a fairly substantial income, so she did not necessarily have a deprived childhood.
Right, okay. But you're not a fan, clearly.
No, no, not at all.
So you think they'll last? Because I heard they enrolled the kids in school in England.
The British public overwhelmingly does not want them.
Really? That must not feel very good.
And it's more about her than him. But... yeah, it's his father's ill, and at some point, well, he's 78. I mean, he won't live forever, but I don't believe he's in imminent danger. I don't believe.
I understood that he had cancer, but I could be wrong.
Yes, he does, yeah. But he's being treated, you can imagine, by the best doctors in the United Kingdom.
Oh, of course. Okay, we have about 4 or 5 minutes left. Do you want to talk about your publications
Well,
I
suppose we'd better. We are busy working on the October editions, actually. The October edition of Business Climate is a special edition. It's all about downtown.
Oh, exciting. That'll be great.
Commercial, residential, development, downtown. Talk about all of the stuff that's happening. I don't know how much time you spend downtown, but you can barely turn the corner without something being under construction somewhere.
That's true.
And... so it's going to bring all of that together. People tell me they really love that edition because they read through the year about this building, that building, that condo, that store. But this brings it all together for them, what's really happening.
Oh, that's exciting.
Downtown.
That's great. And that'll be the October issue?
The October issue.
But now September's out, is that correct?
September will be out in the next couple of days.
Okay.
A downtown crowd is due to come tomorrow.
Oh, exciting.
But Downtown Crowd is online, and Pensacola Magazine will be online very soon.
And Downtown Crowd is the newspaper version, and I love it because I grab a copy and then keep it with me the whole month because they have a section of all the events in that month.
Yes,
and that's really helpful when you're planning your schedule and looking to see what's going on. So that's always really great.
Yes.
Love that. But I do like the fact that you can just go on your phone and go to BallingerPublishing.com and click on that. Then you just click up whichever publication you want to take a look at. I'm amazed by the technology. It's like you're flipping pages in your phone.
Yeah, I've been amazed about how many people read our publications online.
Oh, yeah. It's so convenient.
Yeah.
It's so good. But I still, we've said this before, I still like the hard copy in my hands.
Yeah, I still get a little bit of a kick when I go into a doctor's office and there's a copy of the magazine there.
What is the? Do you know what the cover story is for September?
Actually, it's we were looking at the cover photos just the other day, trying to decide which one to use. And it's a story about lionfish.
Oh.
You're aware of the invasive
species
of lionfish.
Yes, and I've seen several, being out at Pensacola Beach, and then they had several organizations that have had actual hunt days where they literally go out and catch thousands and thousands of these things.
There was a great photo of a silhouette of a diver shooting a harpoon.
I don't know if I
should say this, but at this lionfish, and... the picture shows the harpoon coming into the lionfish. But Kelly thought it was a little too brutal for the front cover. So
maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you want
to
see
that. So we found something else.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that'll be an interesting article.
We try to be family friendly.
You do a good job. You really cover. I love Pensacola Magazine because it is all about, hello, Pensacola. I like the section where you have when there's events and there's photos in the back and you get to see what's been happening. We have so many charity galas and things that so many people do for nonprofits. It's such a generous community, and it's year-round. There's never an issue that you don't have some nonprofit event where people have come out and raised money for a good organization.
Well, as you know, that's our mission, is to promote all that's good in Pensacola. Culturally, entertainment-wise, development-wise, whatever. Because Pensacola is a great place that's on the move. We've talked about this many times, but just look at downtown.
Right.
That is very, I think, has been a great journey
mm-hmm.
that's really paying dividends now.
Well, I love our arts community, and now they're all cranking up as the symphony and opera, and everybody's getting ready for their seasons. But I did a lot culturally last week. I went to see a show at Penn Arts twice because it was so good.
Oh.
And it's already left our area, but that was a fantastic show. So congratulations to our friends at Penn Arts at the Gordon. And then on Saturday, went to see Dracula at PLT.
Oh.
And that was fun. But I was trying to get my mind around the idea of Dracula being a comedy. And they did it. It was hilarious. So hats off to all the players and actors that were involved in that production. So there's something to do. If you're just willing to try something different, you can find out all kinds of fun things in this community to do.
Yes, there's so much to do.
Oh, my goodness. So keep your eye out, because Pensacola Little Theater is now going full force for their season. So is Penn Arts, and so are the other local groups.
And it'll soon be the symphony season. I think it's early October, anyway, is the first.
Soon. It's coming up, sneaking up on us.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's exciting.
I always look forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I am excited to have you here on Monday mornings. It's always fun, something to look forward to when I come on into the station. So it's always great to have you here, Malcolm.
It's my pleasure to be here. You know I look forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's always fun. All right, well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And where can they go again if they want to get those digital copies of the magazine?
BallingerPublishing.com. And you just click on current issues, and then you can see all of the publications that we produce.
Okay, well, this is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a couple minutes right after the news. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you.